Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, as we gather in this place, as the people of God, help us to feel your presence in the midst of word, in the midst of song, in the midst of sacrament. Help us to experience you and be grounded in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Roots are important, aren't they? Deep roots. Meaningful roots. Roots that allow us to grow and prosper and to feel comfort and strength in the midst of our lives. Deep roots are important. They're important for our lives. They're important for our vegetation. Indeed, they are important for our faith. You know, when I think of roots, my roots, I find great strength and comfort. I find that my roots have helped to shape who I am today and who I believe I am becoming tomorrow. See, when I look at my roots, I realize that I am a Southerner. I am from the South. I grew up in the South. I have relatives, and all of my relatives are from North Carolina for the most part, Rowan County. I know that I'm from humble people. We've never had a whole lot. Those that we thought had a whole lot didn't. But we were proud and we were hardworking. We were at the center of who we are. My family are Christian. Our Christian faith has been at the heart of who we are. It has been that which shaped our vacations. It's that which have shaped our relationships. It's that which has shaped our behavior. It's interesting because the Lutheran aspect, which is very, very strong in my life, comes from my father's side, it comes from my grandmother. And from my mother's side, it comes from my grandfather. That's where the Lutheran influences come from, particularly from my grandmother, Layla Agner. It was Wagner, I believe, before they came over here, and it was changed to Agner. But we go back so many generations to Germany, and that was indeed important because when she married my grandfather, Ed Young, he was a good Baptist. He was a really, really good Baptist, as a matter of fact. So much so that he was the choir director at the Baptist church. And one Sunday, my grandmother, the staunch Lutheran, would take my dad and my Aunt Beth, and they would go to the Lutheran church, Union Lutheran Church, there in Salisbury, North Carolina. And my grandfather would go to his Baptist church and lead the choir. And every Sunday, they would gather for lunch afterwards. Well, one Sunday, my Aunt Beth, said to my grandfather, she said, "Daddy, there's a space this big beside me in the pew. Just for you." And now having a daughter, I understand how powerful that must have been to have your little girl look at you and say, "Daddy, there's a place for you here." So that day, my grandfather, the choir director at the Baptist church, went to see the Lutheran pastor about being confirmed Lutheran. It was interesting because later that week, the deacons from the Baptist church came to see my grandmother. And they told her that she was leading her husband to hell. Well, as legend has it, my grandfather, who worked over 50 years at the cotton mill, came home and saw these men yelling at his wife. Let me tell you what happened then. My grandfather, the mill worker, literally kicked those deacons out of his house. And it was that moment that he truly became a Lutheran. But stories like these and the importance of singing around the piano that my grandfather would play in the evenings when we would visit him. These stories of faith about my other grandfather who died in World War II and whose cemetery at his church is named after him. These stories of the faith are my roots. They are the roots that give me strength and peace and hope. And they indeed shape my life today as they indeed will shape my days tomorrow. Today, as we roll out this vision statement, a community growing deeper in faith and wider in love, I will share with you that this new vision statement is rooted in the one that has come before it. A community maturing in faith and building passion for Christ was adopted by this congregation in 2004, and it has served us well, and it will continue to serve us. Because our new vision, this new chapter of our life, this new path that we are on together, a community growing deeper in faith and wider in love, owes its rootedness in the one that has come before it. As we think of being a maturing Christian, as we mature in our faith, indeed, do we not also get the image of rootedness? Rootedness that gives us the strength and the peace and the hope that shapes our lives. Like the previous vision statement, which called us to the marks of discipleship, so does the new one as well. Growing deeper in faith and wider in love calls us to also to remember the marks of discipleship. Pray daily, worship weekly, read the Bible. Serve your neighbor, relate in small groups, and give of our time, ourselves, and our possessions. Those six marks of discipleship are embraced anew in this new vision. Over the next 5 years, we will embrace each of those marks. In 2012, we will begin with the year of prayer. Important to do that. Because in doing so, we will be discerning together as a community of faith who we're going to be as we seek to grow deeper in faith and wider in love. We will gather in small groups. You will be invited to share your dreams of what this place can be as we discern together in the year of prayer, 2012, where God is calling us as the Bethel family. Indeed, we have much to be thankful for as the family. You see, very few congregations have roots that go back to 1820, and even fewer have families that are still here that are related to those who helped form this place. Indeed, we are blessed to do so. We have deep roots here, and we have wonderful ministry to draw from. I am so blessed, as I said at the congregational meeting, to be serving with you at this new time in our life together as we seek to walk down this new path. The vision for growing deeper in faith and wider in love came to Heidi and I as we were on a walk, a path, if you will, as we were hiking after Easter this past year at Shenandoah National Park. We were walking through thinking about what it means to be the pastors here and where we see God leading this place. And as we were walking down this new path that we had never walked on before, it came to us. And we stopped and we talked about growing deeper in faith and wider in love, and how that built upon who Bethel has already been, who that Bethel has been for all the years that you've been here, and how it can catapult us to this new path that we are on together. You see, it's important that we remember where we've come from as we head to where God is leading us still. It's important for us because we are all shaped by our past. We were all shaped by our roots. One of the things that Heidi and I have begun doing with our sons and our daughter too, although she doesn't really understand it yet, but we still do it with her, is that as I put Noah on the bus And as I drop Micah off at school, I tell them to remember your baptism. Say, remember your baptism. Why? Why would I say that to my 8-year-old? Well, maybe it's something that we all remember because it is in baptism where we are rooted in Christ. It is in baptism where we are claimed by Jesus. So as my sons go off into their day, may they remember their baptism, that that is the number one claim on their lives. Indeed, it is the number one claim on yours. It is that which we are rooted to as the people of God. The baptismal claim of Jesus on your life. So that all of the claims that might seek to make those upon you, you can say, no, I am rooted in Jesus. I am rooted in the one who names me as his own. So let us, as the people of God, as we look to our future together, as we seek to grow deeper in our rootedness to Christ, as we seek to grow wider in our love of this world that God has claimed, let us do so by remembering who we are, who we have been, how that shapes us now. And let us look forward to the ways in which God will continue to make God's presence felt in my life and in yours and in our life together. Indeed, together let us grow deeper in faith and wider in love, seeking to be the people that God has claimed us to be in our baptism. Let us find strength in our roots in Christ, because there are no greater roots than his. In Jesus' name, amen.